Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is June 19th, 2006, a live Monday edition. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I trust you had a good weekend with your families out there. Huge broadcast lined up for you today. Coming up in the next hour in studio, we're going to have Greg Palast, and we'll be videotaping it, putting it on the local TV show and on the website for PrisonPlanet.tv members. He'll be joining us to talk about his new book and also a little bit about the monster, who's not a real conservative, Ann Coulter. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to be talking to Don McCormick of Canada along with Joe Bird. And they were out there at the Bilderberg event outside the gates with us. And one of them was picked up. Another one of them was a witness to this and taken to some type of national security office and interrogated, threatened, reportedly. I was called an insurgent. And so we'll give you a kind of an inside view on some of the things that were happening. Daniel Estulon was pulled over and interrogated himself. He, of course, is a Canadian citizen. And I haven't even ever really talked about that on air. We had Daniel on last, Thursday, and I forgot to even bring that up. So lots of secret police activity going on for simply trying to report on 120 of the world's biggest elite meeting. It was in the Toronto Star of all places today. More about the Bilderberg Group. A week and a half late. Was also in some of the Portugal papers over the weekend as well. Those reports are all on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. In the meantime, we've got the big North Korean latest crises. North Koreans said to be near a missile test. And so we are flashing back to a test missile that reportedly hit Alaska. And they're reportedly about to test another one of these missiles. They've also fired missiles that have landed in the ocean just miles from the Japanese coast. What? Three separate times that we know of. The Japanese are rightly very upset right now. Again, these are not tipped with atom bombs or hydrogen bombs or neutron bombs or any other type of fissile material. They are test warheads that would carry a payload, but still, it's not very friendly when people are firing missiles at you. Can you imagine how they would have loved it if Saddam would have fired some type of test missile? Of course, he didn't even have missiles that could hit Israel by 2002, 2003. All his old scuds had fallen apart. Just like your car, if you park it, you know, outside for a few years, falls apart. Well, these scuds were built, his best scuds were built in the 60s. They'd all fallen apart, and they only had, a 400, 500-mile range to begin with. Well, North Korea has real missiles, real intercontinental ballistics, long-range missiles. On the low end, they just barely meet the criteria of a long-range missile, but they are long-range. They are more than medium-range. Of course, Pakistan also has these medium-range and, quote, long-range missiles. So does India. But no one seems to be worried about that. They're only worried about Iran. Will they someday, off over the rainbow, get a bomb and kill us all? There have been lots of national TV reports and magazine covers about their super EMP bombs that could knock us back to the Stone Age. They've got super weapons. They've got death rays. Oh, save us, world government. So we'll get into that report. Also, several mainstream news articles here. Lockheed Martin has designed super spy blimps that are many times bigger than the Goodyear blimp, to be over every U.S. city surveilling us. We told you about this years ago, but now they're beginning to go into service. One of them has gone into service. Giant blimps. Huge platforms. So we'll get into that report for you. And much more after this quick break. Huge broadcast. Again, Greg Palast joining us next hour. Two eyewitnesses to tyranny in Canada coming up in about 25 minutes. Stay with us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Greg Palast will be joining us, a BBC reporter, documentary filmmaker, best-selling author, will be joining us in studio in the next hour. And in about 22 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by Joe Bird and Don McCormick. They were at the Bilderberg Group conference there with the press and the demonstrators, the protesters. Wait till you hear the story they have to tell of what happened to them, how Don McCormick was picked up and brought in and interrogated by national security, yelled at, cussed at, threatened, and I was called an insurgent. Isn't that just special? Just trying to go up there to report on what the globalists are doing. The people that are creating the American Union, the people that are destroying our sovereignty right now. But before I get into the situation with North Korea, let me just cover this first. This is from Free Market News Network. And a government orders spy blimp. The government has hired defense subcontractor Lockheed Martin to design and develop an enormous blimp that will be used to spy on Americans. We first reported this about 5 years ago, remember? According to the Athens News, government agencies such as the NSA are anticipating that as early as 2009, the blimp will be operational and begin supporting new ways of monitoring everything that happens in this country. A prototype of the blimp is already being developed at a cost of $40 million. It's already in the sky. Now, that was in the news, what, 2 years ago, that D.C. has one flying over it. And they also converted the Fuji blimp at the 2004 Olympics in Greece and then also at the RNC. Remember that? The spy ship, called the high-altitude airship, will be 17 times larger than the Goodyear blimp and hover 12 miles above the Earth. Although it is very large, it will be invisible to both the naked eye and ground radar because of its distance from the Earth. Yes, it's unmanned up in the high atmosphere, a giant platform. Fuel economic and self-sufficient, it will be powered by solar energy and will be able to fly for years at a time. And of course, this is really the brainchild of Alexander Haig. I remember him 15 years ago. Well, I remember learning of it about a decade ago, but documents going back really over 15 years where he proposed instead of satellites, you can put mega blimps up in the high atmosphere, and then they can be solar powered because there's masses of sun up there, and be used for telecommunications, you name it. And as usual, the government watch will deploy these, and then large sections of it will be ceded and given to large corporations like AT&T and others. They do that time and time again. It goes on, although it will be very large, it will be invisible to both the naked eye and ground radar because of its distance from Earth, fuel economic and self-sufficient. It will be powered by solar energy and will be able to fly for years at a time. The U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command have already conducted a study to determine some of the uses of the airship, the spy ship. It has the capability of monitoring an area 600 miles in diameter at a time with surveillance equipment such as high-resolution cameras. The government has ordered 11 of them, enough to monitor every parcel of land in the U.S., and that is reported, again, by Free Market News and also out of the Athens Journal, Athens News. So that's what we had to look forward to. I have another article here out of the L.A. Times today about hover drones, hundreds of which have been ordered by the LAPD. I first saw this in the news a year ago, to fly around spying on you. So it's right out of They Live. Hello, my little friend. Come to tell them where I am. Have you seen that movie? When you look at these little hover drones, some of them look just like it. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. Here's the New York Times giving us a big news report on this Monday. Why, North Koreans said to be near a missile test. Oh, my goodness. North Korea appears to have completed fueling a long-range ballistic missile. American officials said Sunday a move that greatly increases the probability that it will go ahead with its first important test launch in 8 years. New York Times, it was all over Japanese and Korean press. There was another big test, and the U.S. was hit by a test missile, Alaska. Why don't you report on that? A senior American official said the intelligence from satellite photographs suggested that booster rockets had been loaded onto a launching pad and liquid fuel tanks fitted to a missile at the site of North Korea's remote east coast. While there have been study reports in recent days about preparations for a test, fueling is regarded as a critical step as well as probable bellwether of North Korea's intention. Siphoning the liquid fuel out of a missile is a complex undertaking. Yes, looks like all systems are go, and fueling appears to be done, said the official who discussed the matter only after being promised anonymity because he was addressing delicate diplomatic and intelligence issues. Oh. A second senior official who declined to speak on the record for similar reasons also indicated that the United States believed that the missile had been fueled. A launching would be a milestone in North Korea's missile capacity and effectively scrap a moratorium on such tests declared by North Koreans after the last test of 98. Moreover, a launching would have enormous importance for American security because it would mean that North Korea's first flight test of a long-range missile that might eventually have the capability to strike the United States. A launching could also ignite a political chain reaction in Japan, the United States, and China, which have been trying to re-engage North Korea in stalled talks about its nuclear weapons program. The Bush administration might step up financing for missile defense. Japan might increase its missile defense efforts as well, while militant Japanese politicians might push to reconsider the nation's nuclear weapons options, such as moves most likely would alienate China. I'm going to stop right there. Had Japanese politicians in their parliament have reported as of 2 years ago that they are already developing nuclear weapons. Let me say that again. Japan, the last time North Korea did a test, said we're going to develop nukes. That was reported. It's as if it's not even newsworthy And remember, what was it, about 8 years ago, there was that big nuclear spill, and there were all those Japanese in a weird government facility hand-mixing very high-grade, weapons-grade uranium. Remember, it was all just shut down real quiet? Yes, hand-mixing. I mean, that's how secretively that these people will just sacrifice themselves. There's all sorts of secret stuff going on. The big scandal, what was it, again, about 8 years ago, I'm going from memory here, when France and the EU sold just masses of uranium and plutonium, weapons grade, to them, and there was the big super triple hull tanker, and no country would let it even get near their coastlines because it was so dangerous to be transporting it to Japan. And now Japan openly has been saying, we're going to develop nukes, you better watch yourself, North Korea, you don't know what we have. They've now got troops in Afghanistan, troops in Iraq. The Japanese, of course, passed a constitution after occupation by Douglas MacArthur that they would not have any offensive military. But now with Bush's announcement of preemptive strikes, Japan has said that they may even adopt that, not just an offensive stance, but a super offensive stance. So all of this is going on. And you have that little mention in the New York Times of, oh, they might develop nuclear weapons. Yeah, sure. You think they make the best cars and the best electronics and have the most high-tech nuclear reactors in the world? How many do they have? It's just a massive number. I mean they've got reactors everywhere. And all sorts of secret facilities, bioweapons facilities. The Japanese, ladies and gentlemen, are a serious ace card for a wild card, really. A royal flush, a whole hand of cards. Words cannot describe how highly developed they have. The most technologically developed country in the world. They have the most highly educated people in the world. They have the highest per capita IQ in the world. And just believe me, folks, they're completely armed to the teeth. They've been building subs and cruisers and all sorts of fighter bombers. And they've got a huge secret arsenal. By the way, I have family that's been doing business in Europe going back over a decade. There are huge arsenals the Germans have built. They have built aircraft carriers. They have built giant troop-carrying subs. They've been building all sorts of secret nukes. Remember, Hitler armed in secret. No one knew about it. So it's just wild arms race going on right now. And I'll have to tell you, Germany and Japan are not as corrupt. They may spend a fraction of what our government does, but it's not for $800 toilet seats and, you know, $15 million blue tarp tents in Iraq for Halliburton just to feather their nest. When they spend money over there, it goes into the weapons systems. So they have very large arsenals now. Now, I've digressed off into Japan. Let me just get into, well, here's another headline here out of Bloomberg. Japan to respond severely to North Korean missile test, and they say they may respond economically, militarily. They're telling them that this is going to let a very militaristic government take over Japan. You know, a leopard isn't going to change their spots, folks, and the Japanese historically aren't just smart. They're very militaristic, and they like to attack people. Let's just be honest about it. So go ahead and give them an excuse. You're going to get clobbered, North Korea. North Korea has already mock-nuked Alaska with U.S. government help. New report about threat of missile launch omit key facts. Reports today concerning the completed fueling of North Korea's long-range Taipong-Dong-2 missile and its planned launch within a month omit several key aspects of the story, including the fact that North Korea already launched a missile that hit Alaska with the help of the U.S. government. In March of 2003, the Korean Times reported the U.S. National Assembly, including a startling admission in its final report regarding North Korea's missile capabilities. A nuclear-capable North Korea test warhead was found in Alaska. According to a U.S. document, the last piece of a missile, that is the warhead tip casing, was fired by North Korea, was found in Alaska. Former Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Nakama was quoted as saying in a report, Washington as well as Tokyo has so far undeterred North Korea's missile capabilities. A story that would have expected to garner front-page headlines for days was completely blacked out by the U.S., with not a single newspaper choosing to report it. The reason? How could the Bush administration? Well, we'll tell you the reason on the other side of this break. That's right. The United States was hit in 2000. It was reported in 2003 by the final stage, the warhead casing We have been hit by a dummy missile.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Welcome back. So why did the Western press cover up the admitted, confirmed U.S. government document, South Korean, Japanese documents, that we were hit by a test missile? Why? The reason? How could the Bush administration sell a war against a country with no means to defend itself, and as it later transpired, with no weapons of mass destruction, when a country with WMDs was firing long-range nuclear-capable missiles that were hitting the western coast of the United States? The 1994 agreed framework deal gave North Korea the capability to generate enough nuclear fuel to produce almost 100 nuclear bombs per year, a 99 congressional study undertaken by the House North Korean Advisory Group warned. And it went on, through the provision of two light water reactors under the 94 agreed framework, and then ABB, the Swiss company, sold it to him, and guess who was on the board? Donald Rumsfeld. The United States, through the KEDO, would provide North Korea with the capability to produce annually enough fissile material for nearly 100 nuclear bombs should the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK, decide to violate the Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT, which they did do. In April of 2002, the Bush administration announced that it would release $95 million of American taxpayer dollars to begin construction of the harmless light water reactors. Bush argued that arming the megalomaniacal dictator Kim Jong-il with the potential to produce 100 nukes a year was, and they already had enough to make 9 a year before that, vital to the national security interest of the United States. Bush released even more money in January of 2003, as reported by Bloomberg News. President George W. Bush is seeking $3.5 million for the international consortium that continues to build two nuclear reactors for North Korea, even as the U.S. confronts the communist regime over nuclear arms development. The company that got the contract to deliver equipment and services to build the two light water reactor stations was ABB, Asa Brown Bovary, which describes itself as a leader in power and automation technologies that enable utility and industry customers to improve performance while lowering environmental impact. The contract was valued at $200 million and was signed in January of 2000. It should be no surprise to our old friend Donald Rumsfeld was the man who paved the way for the U.S. companies to sell Iraq chemical and biological weapons in 83, was the executive director of ABB, and not just the board, he was the executive director, from 2000-2001 while the deal took place. Rumsfeld resigned when he was appointed U.S. Secretary of Defense. Wolfram Eberhardt, a spokesman for ABB, confirmed that Rumsfeld was at nearly all the board meetings during the involvement with the company. The meetings were held quarterly in Zurich, Switzerland. However, Rumsfeld again displays his uncanny ability to forget things when he stated that he, quote, doesn't remember the issue of North Korea being brought before the ABB board, Swiss Info concluded. Yeah, he's the executive director, okay? He is the head of the company at the time, and he doesn't know anything about a $200 million deal that was very controversial and all over the news. It's totally true. Rumsfeld doesn't lie. Rumsfeld's position at ABB could prove embarrassing for the Bush administration, since while he was director, he was also active on issues of weapons proliferation, chairing the 98 Congressional Ballistic Missile Threat Commission, reported Swiss Info. North Korea is controlled by a hierarchy, hereditary Stalinist dictatorship that has starved 2 million of its citizens to death in favor of building a 2 million man army. That was just in the last 10 years. Some people put the figure at 4 million, one quarter of the population. In the far north of the country, there's a network of forced labor gulags where people have been raped and executed. And it goes on and on. Expressed a bland political opinion, let me go back and read that. I skipped a line. It's tiny print. Trying to hurry through this. In the far north of the country, there is a network of forced labor gulags where people who have expressed a bland political opinion are, along with their entire families, tortured, raped, and executed. Horrific biochemical experiments performed on mass numbers of people. Babies are delivered and then stamped to death by camp guards. This is all mainstream news. If the mother screams while the guards are stamping on the baby's neck, she's immediately assassinated by a firing squad. These guards are rewarded with bonuses and promotions for ripping out prisoners' eyeballs. The North Korean people are enslaved by a government that is using food as a weapon. Perhaps this is why the EU and the United States, via the UN World Food Program, resumed the shipment of hundreds of thousands of tons of food aid in the end of 2003. This goes directly to the sitting dictatorship, which then decides who gets it by their level of allegiance to the state. Food aid only increases the power of Kim Jong-il, the hereditary sack of pus, I would add, and yet it is veiled by the UN in bleeding heart humanitarian rhetoric. The money goes straight to enabling the North Korean leadership to live a lap of westernized luxury with casinos and lavish new cars. President Bush publicly claims to loathe Kim Jong-il II, and yet his administration, like Bill Clinton before him, has armed North Korea to the teeth with anything up to and beyond 200 nuclear bombs. All right. Come back, get into Bilderberg. Shocking report. Brace yourself for this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
That's right, folks. Don't worry. The truth will come out. Evil will fail. The globalists will be exposed. Just have the courage. Move forward, educating one man, one woman at a time. We will, hopefully, if enough people get involved, stop the New World Order. Greg Palast is coming up in the next hour. They got a lot of other international and national news, and this North Korea situation is so incredible. That we would invade Iraq, we'd be talking about invading Iran right now, but meanwhile, North Korea threatens to nuke us almost on a weekly basis. China threatens to nuke us every few months in huge press conferences with over 100 members of the press, the Wall Street Journal, you name it there. But none of these guys are a threat. Let's give them our ports, give them our bases, give them aid, buy all their products, but we've got to invade these Arab countries because they're pushovers, ladies and gentlemen, comparatively, and because they've got oil. But before we go any further, let me just get into this email I received. And we've talked to Joe Bird. We've talked to Don McCormick. This email came from Joe Bird. We're going to post this on Infowars.com. Quote, Alex, I wanted to pass on some information and let you know what happened to us after we met last Friday, directly after your in-car interview with Jim Tucker. I guess they saw me across the street doing an in-the-car interview with Jim because it was raining outside at the Brook Street Resort at Leggett Drive in Ottawa. My name is Joe, and I was with a young lady, Crystal, another person, Don McCormick. You had just interviewed Jim, then met with Daniel Estalon and Mark at the site. We offered you a blowhorn, I guess I'd call it that, a bullhorn, but you hadn't decided to use one or not at that point. And it goes on. Obviously, you got yourself one after all, because later I did bullhorn. Dom was overheard saying something along the lines, if the laws of cause and effect are intact, these buildings should come down. He was talking about 9/11, folks. Everybody was. Daniel invited us to meet you at the embassy suites that you were staying at that evening to come out for dinner with your entourage, and you could obviously would have loved that particular opportunity. I was exchanging email and phone numbers with your friend Mark. We left that same afternoon. Shortly after you left, at around 1 p.m. or so, we were followed into downtown core, and Don was subsequently surrounded at gunpoint, apprehended, and taken to a clandestine facility operated by national security without warrant or arrest. He was then threatened with violence and other harsh measures, interrogated and humiliated. After hours of this treatment, he was released. During the interrogation, the NSA official, Frank or Francisco, grilled him about his association with you and branded you an insurgent. Don was instructed to have no additional contact with yourself and to leave town immediately. Crystal and I were also taken in while Don was being interrogated, but our experience wasn't so bad. They asked us questions about Don. I've known him for 2 decades and released us after only a few hours. We were dropped off where the car was, but we were forced to wait in the back of a police cruiser until Don was subsequently dropped off. Our ordeal started about 3-ish and ended about 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. We are glad, in a sense, that we can talk about this now, and nothing changes the fact that we believe in you and your movement more than ever. We also told you that we would be starting a branch of a movement up here in the North, Canadian Patriot Activist Network. And it goes on. And it says, Alex, Don said he was willing to go on the record about his ordeal, names, and give you an interview. And we now have Don with us, Don McCormick. Don, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much, Alex.
Tell people a little bit about yourself, and you're a respected guy in business there.
Yeah. I've been working for Hydro One as an electrician and all types of electrical generation. It's the province's own utility for over 2 decades. And the reason I came to Ottawa is I'd seen your website, and Alex, the bottom line is the truth is the truth. It always has been the truth, and it always will be the truth. And what's right, is always right, and always will be right. Those are two constants. The only thing that is permanent other than that is change. And it's time for the people of Canada and the U.S. and Mexico to wake up and then inform themselves of the truth.
Now, to be clear, you work for the government. You even work, I believe Kevin was telling me, on nuclear power plants. You're a mainstream guy with a security clearance. Now, you don't have any record, and then suddenly this all happens to you. Go back for me and describe exactly what happened.
Well, I had been taking a rest in the back of a rental vehicle, and it was pouring down rain, and then there was a bang on the car saying, wake up and get out of the car. And so when I woke up and opened the door, there was these officers that had guns pointed at me, and I've never had a gun pointed at me by a police officer.
Now, was this Ottawa police? Well, which police specifically?
Well, I don't know. It's difficult to tell. I think it was the RCMP.
So it was Royal Mounted Police, federal police?
Yes.
All right. Now, please continue.
So, actually, I was in shock. It was raining down. I lied down in a puddle of water. And but for the first time in my life, I had handcuffs put on me rather tightly. And I was taken into the back of a police car and questioned, and they kept saying that I was lying or leaving something out or whatever, and they wanted to know what I knew about you and the Bilderbergs and so on and so forth. It was a terrifying experience, as you can imagine.
How many hours now they took you somewhere after that, correct?
Yes, that's correct. From what I can ascertain, they took me to a facility that is rarely used, was their description. I didn't see a lot of pictures on the wall. There was new paint, but the cells weren't cell bar doors. Like, these were maximum security cells with the full metal door and just a sliver of clear plastic to look in. Now, like, I want to make it clear that I have 100% respect for the officers of the law, and I know they're just doing their job, but I don't know who would give them orders. First they said, when they pulled me out of the car, that they had a description of a man matching my description who had a gun. And then they arrested me and read me my rights for uttering death threats. And I'm not really sure. It all happened so fast. And it was just a very terrible
I want to go back, though. I want to go back. Specifically, you described to Kevin in the pre-interview that they took you to some facility that looked like an old building on the outside, but it was new inside. So was this a secretive type facility? I mean, where was it?
Well, I
understand you're not from the city. I understand you're not in Ottawa. You don't live there. You're visiting. But I mean, describe, was it near a residential area, near big buildings?
No, I think it was more like in the downtown core. It was several kilometers away from where they picked me up in the rental vehicle. And I do not know whether they tailed the vehicle since we left the conference or whether they used the GPS OnStar.
Well, Daniel Estelon was stopped too and questioned, so we know this was happening to other people. We were being tailed off and on, and even got some video of the people. But specifically now, they get you to the facility. Describe that for us.
Well, the only thing that really kills fear is knowledge, and I didn't know what to think or do. I've read in various publications with these new tariff laws that they seem to have passed without any of the government officials looking at, more or less, they can hold you indefinitely and without charges. And, you know, my grandfather fought in the World War. He was injured at Vimy Ridge in the Somme, and I think he'd be appalled and roll over in his grave if he's seen the tactics.
Well, I want you to describe this. Did they pull you into a parking garage? Where did you park? What did it look like?
Well, it was like an underground like parking facility. It was very bare. You could smell the new paint, but it was very empty. Like, there wasn't a lot of pictures on the wall. It was just like an underground parking garage.
Did they put you in a cell?
Yes. The cell wasn't like a normal cell, though. It wasn't with the bars coming down. It was like a maximum security.
I understand. Big steel door.
Oh, yeah.
Did they put down, let me just guess, did they put you in there for about an hour to freak you out, then pull you out and interrogate you? Or did they? Tell us blow by blow. Let me just stop you, because we don't have a lot of time. I want to get the story. Specifically, tell us blow by blow what happened.
Well, they put me in the cell for a few hours, and then I was called into this interrogation room. Some of the questions that were asked were, how do you know Alex Jones? Do you know how many people are with him? And so on. They just asked me what I was doing there. They recommended strongly that I'd be picked up if I went anywhere back near the place. And the thing is, they also picked up Joe Bird and Crystal Slack, who's only 19 years old. I knew that they had them in custody. I got a gut feeling.
Now, we've talked to them.
Didn't want anything to happen to them. So I basically just agreed with most of what they said. I told them I'd never go to another conference again and got the heck out of there.
Okay. Now, how many hours were you there?
I say about 6 or 7.
Okay. Specifically, tell us about this Frank or Francisco grilling you, the threats of violence. Can you tell me about that?
Well, Frank wanted to get the information necessary. He was just...
Let me stop you. Were you being interrogated in the cell, or are they taking you out to an interrogation?
Oh, I was taken to a different room for that.
Okay, describe it. You're at a table.
Well,
how many people in the room?
There was two people in the room.
Was there a table in front of you?
Yes, there was a table.
Were there any recording devices?
Yeah, there's in the corner. There appeared to be the domed camera.
Sure, please. Okay, tell us exactly what this Frank person said.
Well, Frank wanted to know about what I was doing in Ottawa, why I was at the Bilderberg, why I'd been there the night before, what was my relationship with you. How many people were with you, and so on.
Because Joe Bird, in his email to us and in our talks with him, we're going to get him on too, later, he specifically said that you were threatened, there were threats of violence, that this Frank person said that I was, quote, an insurgent. Is that true?
Well, I got the impression myself that was what he was kind of describing you as.
Okay, specifically, what did he say about me?
Well, he wanted to know how I knew you, what I knew about you, and I explained to him about PrisonPlanet.com and some of the websites, because I really believe that you are telling the truth, and I want him to believe that you are telling the
truth. Sure, I understand why you're doing this, sir. Tell us about Frank. Tell us what Frank said.
Well, Frank was asking a variety of questions.
And how was Frank dressed?
He was in a suit, very professional.
Was he wearing a tie?
Yes.
I'm just curious.
He was definitely...
How old was he? Give us a physical description, please.
Well, I'd say he's about 50 years old, perhaps.
Okay, did he say who he was with?
He said that he was with the Integrated National Security Agency. And when I heard Integrated National Security Team, that's when I started thinking posse comitatus. They're integrating the RCMP and the military together, in my
yes.
opinion. And,
what else did he specifically say about me? I'm sorry I'm interrogating you. I'm just trying to get it all out here. What else did this Frank person say?
Well, he made it. He said things to me like it'd be better if I did more sleeping than talking on the way home, as if, you know, they'd be listening to me. And I have to choose my words here very carefully, Alex, because I hate to say this in the Democracy in Canada, but I'm looking over my shoulder from time to time now.
Hey, that's what the secret police thing is all about. I understand your courage. You have incredible courage, Don, coming on, but you're doing the right thing. You've done nothing wrong. I guess you guys were out front talking about 9/11. Is that what they claim they heard?
When they charged me with uttering death threats, and the only thing possibly remote that I could have said to that is if the laws of cause and effect are in place, if those people in those buildings are that evil, those buildings should fall over right now. I believe what comes around goes around, and I'm a peaceful man. And that's what the Canadian...
While you were there, did you hear the people running around calling for violence, who were obviously feds? I'm sure you heard me on air talk about that later. So that's what they try to do. They say it. They don't get in trouble. In my article last week, you know, that's what we said. The minute I would have... And by the way, I don't agree with that, folks. I'm showing you what it would have looked like. The minute somebody would have agreed or just jokingly laughed, boom, it would have been national headlines, Alex Jones the terrorist, he's facing 20 years in prison, they torture me. If I agreed to plea bargain, they'd only give me a year in prison. I'd be in prison right now. Folks, that's how serious this is when you're dealing with these people. Now, I want to go back to Joe Bird's description here in this report he sent us. Were there threats to you physically?
I cannot really say. It was more of a mental thing. Like, if you go here, we'll be picking you up. You won't be let go. And as far as I do more sleeping than talking on the way home, as if they're listening to what I say. You know, psychological terror is a lot harder to heal than physical.
Now think. Did Frank say anything else about myself?
You know, Alex, the whole thing is so fast and so, like, I was in shock. I'm scanning through my mind, but he did want to know how many people were in your quote unquote entourage, and we talked about. My major concern was this smart borders thing, which all Canadians should be concerned about, and the effect of the Patriot Act on smart borders. And when I start reading things like if you believe in the second coming of Christ or if you're a Christian that you could be branded a terrorist, that's...
So you started telling him that? What did he say?
Yeah, well, he said that all this was not true.
Oh, we have the official documents and FEMA on video and training manuals from Virginia to Texas to Arizona. No, we're not making any of it up.
You know, I studied your work, too, and on the seismograph readings from Oklahoma City. Like,
basically, he said that I was a liar?
He said that, yes.
What did he specifically say? I don't want to put words in your mouth. What did he specifically say about me concerning that? He said it wasn't true.
That the Smart Borders Patriot Act does not apply in Canada, and that is wrong, and that believing And
that's been in USA Today that we're merging our border systems.
Yes, well, I've been in the construction industry, and even in 1992 when they had these free trade agreements signed, that was the beginning of the end there, and even before that.
Any other key things he said, Mr. McCormick?
Not that I feel comfortable. You got to understand my position. And
I understand you work for the government. How many people were in the facility?
As far as I know, there was one person behind the desk. The two officers that escorted me in, and then he came in later. But that's why Joe has informed me a lot about your work, and I've learned from other sources.
Let me ask you a question. What color was the paint?
Gray. Dark gray.
I knew it. I was going to say gray. It's all meant for intimidation.
Dark blue. Like a navy blue.
Yeah, it's all for intimidation, all for darkness. And see, before I ever talked to you, I knew. A couple hours in the cell, gray walls. You were probably at a torture facility, brother. Probably where they fly people out to the death camps. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The conference will sell out by the end of this broadcast today. We're pulling the ad right now off of the network because we're just a few tickets away from selling out the conference. I've warned everybody, there'll be no tickets at the door. You have got just a few hours maximum, maybe pull before then, to get tickets by visiting InfoWars.com. In fact, we've already instructed the toll-free number that they can't take ticket orders now. That was cut off a few minutes ago. You can only go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get your tickets right now to the 9/11 conference. It's going to be like none other in L.A., downtown Sheraton, this coming Saturday and Sunday. Going back to Don McCormick. Don, I know it sounds like I'm interrogating you. We just have limited time, and I wanted to get all the answers.
Alex, and that's why Joe has put up CPAN, so that other Canadians can join a peaceful information network on the web, and because violence is just an attempt to gain control that we have a situation you don't have control of, and we don't need that because we are in control of the truth.
Don, if you want to plug that website, tell us about it. Give us the web address.
I'm not sure if I have the address here, but I believe it will be press release.
All right.
But it would be actually thetruthmovement.ca.
Truthmovement.ca. Okay.
Yes.
Let me go back here now for just a second. Number one, anything else you want to add? And then my final question, was this not a wake-up call to you about just how real this is?
I was astounded. I've never had handcuffs put on me. I've certainly never had a gun pulled on me. I'm a tax-paying voting citizen. This is supposed to be a democracy, and I believe that I love Canada, and I love my country, but democracy needs work.
Why don't you file a complaint?
Well, I've been looking into that with my lawyers, but I've been told not to comment on that at this point.
I understand. Anything else that happened while you were in the facility? When they let you go, did they just bring you back to your car?
They drove me back to the rental vehicle, but like I said, they had two of my friends in custody as well, just for being my friends.
That's right. They let them go earlier than you, and that they had to wait there where the two cars were, according to their email and the discussions we had. So they brought you back to the car.
The whole ordeal lasted more towards 11 o'clock, for like 8 hours, to tell you the truth.
What was the last thing they said to you when they let you go?
Well, one of the last things in the interrogation room was, if I was you, I would never not go down near the Brook Street Hotel, because if you're picked up again, you will not be getting let go. And if I was you, I'd do more sleeping and less talking on your way home.
What does that mean, you're not going to be let go? Did you ask him what that meant?
No, but I got, in my opinion, that would be, like I say, knowledge kills fear, and the fear of not knowing how long they can hold you and how long they can hold you without charging.
Yeah, he was telling you could be disappeared, and we know they have these holding facilities in every major city. We know there have been flights out of Canada, out of D.C., out of New York, hundreds of them, even using Red Sox planes. They even rent them to fly, I'm not kidding, folks, to fly people to these former Eastern Bloc gulags. So this is chilling, but it shows that their tyranny isn't full power yet, or that those guys might not have, be totally wicked yet, that they didn't do something to you, or they thought it would make a major incident.
Yeah, well, I have no criminal record, and for this to happen to an average taxpaying voting Canadian citizen is not right.
Did they ask you over and over again if you were planning something violent?
Well, yeah, they also took my picture on the way out.
Of course they did. You're in the file. Also, did they keep asking if you were planning violence with me?
They wanted to know what your purpose was and what I thought you were doing.
Stay there. Let's do five more minutes. Well, the punks could have asked me.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.